Jalen, look at Spider Mitchell.
Spider-Man does whatever a spider can. You be sleeping on my Marvel Comics versatility, Jacoby. Let's start the show.
He's Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
We have some terrible news for Nuggets fans. We have a big win for the 76ers, but we start the show with the events in Minneapolis. After the shooting of Dante Wright on Sunday, there's been turmoil in that area, and we turn our ears and eyes to Pop, Coach Pop, and Doc Rivers as they speak about how that impacts the NBA.
I just know the frustration is a real thing for everybody and for us. And, you know, you keep hearing this cancel culture stuff, but, you know, we're canceling Black lives. And I think, to me, that's a little, you know, more important, in my opinion. And we just, it just keeps happening. We keep making mistakes on killing Black people.
It just makes you sick to your stomach. You know, it's, how many times does it have to happen? And, you know, as sick to our stomachs as we might feel, that individual's dead. He's dead. And his family is grieving and his friends are grieving. And we just keep moving on as if nothing's happening.
Jalen, your thoughts?
These topics and these circumstances really hurt Jacoby. Growing up Black in America, we've always had a tumultuous relationship and a lack of trust for law enforcement. And like any relationship, it usually becomes governed by how it started. And KRS-One coined it really well when he basically compared the term officer, modern day, to overseer as it related to slavery. And here's why. The police were initially formed to corral slaves. That's an absolute fact. So we're always going to be looking over our shoulder for that group. They're just called on to protect and serve. But to us, we always felt like we were the only people being policed. Let's move past slavery. Let's go to the 1940s and 50s and 60s when Black people were just trying to have equal rights. You know who was enforcing the racist ways of the United States of America? The police officers. They were the ones hitting us with billy clubs. They were the ones sicking dogs on us. They were the ones where the Black Panthers formed the group. And one of the things that they did was try to police the police in their own community. 50 years ago, you could run from the police and get shot in the back. The sad thing is that it's still happening. Look over my shoulder, Jacoby. You see strong athletes. The most iconic pitcher in the history of sports has nothing to do with the score of the game. It's the Ali Summit. It's Jim Brown. It's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. It's Bill Russell fighting for the equal rights of Black people, not only in this country, but also freedom of police brutality. We continue to be killed by police in their custody when we're unarmed at a disproportionate rate. So when people say, look at what happened at the Capitol, if that was Blacks and or others, what would have happened? It's an obvious answer. There are way too many names that I know, Jacoby. There are way too many. George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Eric Garner, Philando Castile. I know too many of these names, and sadly, it continues to not only disrupt families in my community, but inflicts a level of pain, anxiety, generational setbacks that our people have never been able to overcome. And right now in Minnesota, they're literally doing a trial for a police officer, Derek Chauvin, for the murder of George Floyd, a state where they're talking about how can they reimagine policing, and then this case happens. Okay? The conversations continue to be had. Now the action steps need to take place. Here are a couple that I'll give you off the top of my dome. One, you should automatically be disciplined, fired, and or put in jail if you kill an unarmed person. That's what other human beings basically have to do. And how about if you forge or you lie on the police report or you falsify it? That should be the same grounds for termination. A lot of these cases are only now disciplining the police officers because they went viral. And let me talk about the role as for athletes, for so many people to tell us to stick to sports or shut up and dribble. Let me tell you what actually happened. What actually happened, we were brought here to be labor and to be entertainment. And the brothers over my shoulder, you know what? They weren't making hundreds of million dollars to entertain. But now the modern day athlete has the information, they have the courage, and they have the money. And in today's society, that equals the power. And in every chance you get to speak out for your people, to elevate your people, to give back to your community, it's mandatory that you do it. And so that's why in 2011, I wanted to be the founder of a school in my community, because I understand that we must reinvest in one another. And we have to consider the fact as a country that Black and Brown people at a disproportionate rate continue to be harassed, brutally murdered by law enforcement. That has to stop. And I am so very proud of athletes, entertainers, anybody that has a voice that is lending it to the voiceless. It's extremely important. So I'm glad the Twins, the Timberwolves, the Wild, the Nets did not play. I'm happy in the bubble. The 29 messages that NBA players had on the back of their jerseys took place. I was proud to see Black Lives Matter on the court. What did Colin Kaepernick take a knee for? This is what he took a knee for. And he was ostracized, and he was basically blackballed, whiteballed from the NFL and never took another snap. So this continues to happen. I'm disappointed that it continues to happen, but I'm extremely proud of the lawmakers, the politicians, the athletes that continue, and everybody out there, all of the citizens out there that just want to see fairness. And the conversation about police brutality, the only thing that has changed from slavery, the only thing that has sadly changed from Jim Crow laws is a cell phone. That's the only thing that's changed, because it's been happening. So now people that don't look like me, they're like, oh my goodness, this is happening? Yes, yeah, it's happening. It's been happening since the beginning of time, and we tired of it.
Really well put, Jalen Rose. As I sort of looked at the details of this case and you start looking at the events that happened there, but something happened yesterday when I listened to the words of Mr. Wright's mother, and you just hear her grief and you can feel the trauma that she is going through. And you think about the trauma that she feels and the trauma that Mr. Wright's girlfriend must have felt who was in the car. And he's also a father. He's got a young child who's now the trauma of living her or his entire life sort of knowing that this is the way that their father perished. And then the trauma of this community in Minneapolis, 14 miles away from where George Floyd was killed, Dante Wright was killed. And literally simultaneously as the trial is in court, there is another very similar incident, which is just, you got to feel the trauma of that and then the trauma of the entire Black and Brown community around the globe, seeing that this keeps happening and happening over and over. Now, Jalen, they did cancel these games. What do you think the next step will be for the NBA specifically when it comes to games in Minnesota, Minneapolis?
I take pride in being a part of the NBA family, because they understand, we understand the power of our voices in society and community. And let me tell you frankly what happened, Jacoby. Athletes were charged by society to be role models. See, a lot of times, if you're just like an entertainer or an actor or a comic in high school and in college, you're not necessarily called on to be a role model. But as an athlete, because of your influence in sports and your influence on those that don't necessarily look like you, that ultimately idolize you, you're now called upon to be a role model. And because you're a role model, it can't just be because I could dribble, pass, and shoot. It can't just be because I can win championships. It has to also be because I'm a taxpaying citizen and I'm giving back to my community and I'm reinvesting. That's what I think these players are going to do. I don't, just like baseball, for example, took the All-Star game from Georgia. I anticipate more interruptions of things that are going to take place in Minnesota moving forward.
We'll be back with much more on Jalen and Jacoby. Two huge games on Wednesday night. Starting at 7:30, the top two teams in the Eastern Conference go head-to-head in Philadelphia, and then the nightcap at 9:30, two teams vying for playoff playing position, the Mavs and the Grizzlies. All that, NBA on ESPN on Wednesday night. Jalen, we're coming to you live above the Heineken River Deck here in Pier 17, the South Street Seaport District of Manhattan. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. We have some terrible news to share with you. This is hard for the Nuggets franchise, Nuggets fans, and especially Jamal Murray is official. He has a torn ACL in his left knee last night against the Warriors when it happened. Jalen, what does this mean for Jamal, and what does this mean for the Nuggets franchise?
I hate this for Jamal, first and foremost, so much because he was a breakout star in the bubble last year, and he was going to explode in this year's playoffs because the Nuggets were a true contender in the Western Conference with him healthy. Now that he has a torn ACL, Jacoby, it's so very unfortunate because the West is so tough. They could likely now lose in the first round. That's how significant this injury is. And also, the injury normally takes 12 months. Right now, it's the middle of April. That takes him through the regular season next year also, potentially. Wow. Which now, if you're the Denver Nuggets, you have to try to figure a way to replace him. And so now it makes you have to do other moves, like a player that they may not consider trading. You may now have to consider trading a Michael Porter Jr. or something like that. You never know. But this is devastating for the Denver Nuggets, their team, and the Murray family. I'm wishing him a speedy recovery.
Yeah, we wish Jamal a speedy recovery. And the Nuggets, do your best in the playoffs. Well, the other side, the other team that was on the court last night, led by Steph Curry, who put up, 53 points and became the Warriors franchise all-time leading scorer, passing the legend Wilt Chamberlain. Jalen Rose, what does this Warriors team and Steph Curry's performance last night tell you about their future this season?
See, where Steph revolutionized the game is not only is he a terrific shooter, but he's an outstanding scorer. And based on that unique ability that he has to finish at the hoop using both hands and jumping off of both feet, he also elongates the floor to the point where there's nobody in the history of the NBA that has made more 10 threes in a game more often than Steph Curry. Just think about that. Making 10 three-point shots multiple times in an NBA basketball. You know how difficult that is?
Crazy.
To be able to create your own shot like that and constantly, and the defense knows this. Like, this is why Steph Curry, when people start talking about the best players in the league, he got to be in your top five.
Well, another player in the top five in that list is Joel Embiid, and him and the Sixers went up against the Mavs yesterday. It was the second of a back-to-back for the Mavs. They did not play KP, and they could have used him because Joel Embiid scored 36 points in just 26 minutes. And not just that, watching this game, he made it look so easy to do. Jalen, what do you think about Embiid's performance and these Sixers as they try to lock up the number one seed in the Eastern Conference?
You know I love that old-school dominance. In an era where I'm watching teams that shoot the ball from 35 feet before it barely even touches their hands. To watch a big guy massage possessions, jab, step back, overpower smaller defenders. And you got some old school coaches over there like Doc and Sam. They like, wait a minute, Porzingis ain't playing? Post him up every time. Post him up every time. Throw out the game plan. Like, we're going to treat it like it's the park and it's raining. Like, it's layup or a dunk every time. But the one thing, the other guy pictured right there, they're going to need Ben Simmons to still play like an all-star and all-NBA performer. While Joel is dominant and you're able to put those shooters around him, Ben is at the dunker spot a lot. And in the playoffs, that now becomes an extra defender to not only help on Joel, but to continue to limit Ben Simmons. So if Philadelphia is going to be one of the best teams and advance out of the East, they're going to still need more production from Ben Simmons.
That's a good point. Also, one thing I want to point out is just how many times Joel Embiid goes to the free throw line. I think he went 15 times last night. He averages about 11 or 12 every single game. He just gets the other centers in foul trouble so early. Jalen, it is now time for News That Matters. Jalen, we've been having this debate for 10 years. And I routinely provide footage like this from the Navy. This is not from some guy in a fishing boat. This is from the Navy of an unidentified flying object. It was triangular. It was a pyramid shaped. It went in the water. Jalen, is this an alien aircraft?
I don't believe so. Cash Money is an Army. Better yet, the Navy. I appreciate science and STEM, and thank you guys so very much for making us better and smarter and your advances in technology. But at this point of my life, Jacoby, it's kind of like TikTok. I'm not necessarily interested in starting one. And this is how I feel about this. You're enamored with this. Why are you so enthusiastic about it? You're smiling. You're happy.
My only problem is this, is I do believe there are unidentified flying objects that are alien aircraft in our atmosphere. But here's my only problem to convince you. We need better footage. Let me see who's driving the car. Okay. Let me get in the window. Look at this footage. It's blurry. It just looks like someone's got a flashlight in a fog. That's nothing to me. We need better footage, Navy, so I can make a better case and finally have Jalen Rose admit that there's alien aircraft in
Snake,
our atmosphere.
The rat, the cat, the dog.
Jalen,
how you gonna see
Zion
when you're living in a fall?
Williamson has been on an absolute tear through the league. The unguardable Zion will be celebrated on Jalen Jacoby right after this. You know there's aliens. You know they're here.
Consider Jalen and Jacoby your parking spot to fall through like bra, man, anytime.
It's an honor to be on your guys' show, man.
What's up, teammate? It's been too long.
Oh, the great Jalen Rose.
Thank y'all guys for having me on the show, man.
I'm in the group text. Y'all didn't know it, huh?
Yo, I got 7 Knick jerseys on.
I usually watch y'all while I'm on my elliptical. Today I'm there hanging out with y'all. Bong, bong. Thank you, brothers.
You went with the wrong guys. It's all good, though. I guess you'll learn your lesson, right?
Yo, I'll be watching y'all every day. Y'all so crazy, man.
Big shout to everyone that's been coming through Jalen and Jacoby recently. Look forward to having some guests soon to give
that's
you
love.
Another great show to step to. Jalen Rose, we talked earlier about the Warriors and their play-in positioning at number 10. Well, right behind them, just one game behind them, is Zion Williamson and the Pelicans. Jalen Rose, can Zion and that man Brandon Ingram lift this team up into a play-in spot as we head to the playoffs?
You know how much I love to see the Pelicans fly. But you know what? They're going to be a lot more enthusiastic about being a part of a play-in scenario than the Golden State Warriors. Klay Thompson didn't play this year. They just lost Wiseman. You want to keep Steph healthy to end the season. Don't be surprised if the Warriors decide that they're just going to bow out and rest Steph gracefully. And the Pelicans find a way to secure that final spot with those two guys I mentioned and Lonzo Ball leading the way.
Yes, I think the city of New Orleans and the Pelicans franchise and players and fans would celebrate being part of a play-in game in the 10 spot. And then the people at the Warriors franchise and on the team and that have been following that team would not. Moving on, Jalen Rose. Kyle Kuzma is in New York City to play the Knickerbocker. So he has to put a fit together to walk the halls of Madison Square Garden. And this is what he came up with. What is this? Looks like he's got an iPhone in 17 pockets. What is this outfit, Jalen?
It looked like he could have been in the video of the UFO, right? You could have placed him as a part. He got the futuristic outfit on. You know, he's styling and profiling. And he knew he was going to be on Broadway, so he had to be crisp.
Well, every time I look at Kyle Kuzma's outfits, I just feel old because I would never, ever, ever wear anything like that. Jalen, I just want to recognize how articulate and well-spoken you were on the Dante Wright topic earlier.
Thank you,
I'm so proud to do a show with you.
I love you, my brother. That's mutual. See y'all tomorrow, 2 o'clock.
We'll be back tomorrow on ESPN at 2.